This is Jeff.
Hi, I'm looking for Jeff.
Yes, this is he.
Hello there, Jeff. This is Ian again. I'm calling you back from the finance department at Bloomberg Writing. How are you?
All right. Yourself, sir?
Fantastic. I hope this is a good time you can have a conversation. Quick 5 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
Brilliant. Okay.
I have a few minutes. Yep.
Fantastic. All right. So, Jeff, I have actually received a query of yours in reference to process refund. And it doesn't seem that, you know, a refund of 100%, you know, is actually something that is getting qualified on your application, though. But I was communicating with your account managers, your project managers. Everything was up and up. What's the certain change
that's,
of mind?
That's not true. That's not true at all. And we have all the documents, all the records of everything. They're telling you that to protect themselves. Right? So 6 weeks went by, and virtually nothing was done. Nothing. And there were excuses like, what's her name? Lisa had, okay, she had a rash on her leg, and she wasn't feeling well, and then, she forgot, or whatever it was. There's like a chain of events, and then she said, well, I'm going to pass you on to Daniel. He'll be able to help you. And then there was delays from Daniel, and he says, well, he was having some personal problems or something like that. On and on. You guys did just next to nothing in this time frame. And Lisa said, no, we'll go ahead and we're going to give you a refund, blah, blah, blah. But she started stretching the truth here, you know. And my wife's not here to be able to state all the facts. But if you look at the contract and all the things that were supposed to be spelled out, there was only assistance like on one thing. You know, and I'm, you know, so if we don't come to an agreement, then I'm just going to go ahead and have my attorney handle it. His name is Michael Evangelista Yasaga, and he'll call you tomorrow. But I want to be, here's the deal. I want a nice closure, right, where we're not going to say anything bad about you guys at all. We're not going to post anything. We're not, and we don't want you to do that of us. We just want a clean break saying, hey, it just didn't work out. But there was zero momentum. There was nothing. And, you know, my wife works with several marketing companies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has four books. So I'm just – it just – and then when we would get a call from her, right, it would show up on their on the caller ID a scam call.
Mm-hmm.
Really weird. And then – so we just – eventually we just couldn't – you know, we wanted this to work out, right? Mm-hmm. And we wanted a long, you know, long-term relationship and everything, but it clearly was
a huge failure.
Throughout
the process, was it you who was in communication with the team, or was it your wife?
My wife.
Okay, because what I would see is I would say that, you know, what communication I can see over here, you paid on 10th of May, all right? Chrissy
Correct.
Paid on 10th of May. And today is 22nd of June, so it's been like 40 days almost you have actually paid for us. You have paid to us for the services. So 6 weeks you're saying that has been passed by, nothing has been delivered to you, does not make sense because it's nearly 6 weeks.
Hardly anything. I think there's only like one or two things, but nothing. Like there was constant delays. Oh, one person has personal problems. She has a rash, and then she has another problem. And every time my wife I went through every single text message.
Let me share this one by one. What I can see over here in the communication that the evaluation report was delivered. Evaluation report, takes a week or so, all right, and for us to go and evaluate the complete project. And accordingly, the report gets, you know, delivered to you. And then Amazon reviews were actually there, all right. Few reviews were there, but we weren't able to post most of them because they would go slowly and gradually. So you cannot post all of them together, and that does make sense. And then I can see over here there was, you know, few suggestions that the team made to you, which Chrissy implemented on her own, all right, without actually...
Well, because you guys weren't doing it. Here's what I looked through. And I have over 50 pages of copies of every text message, every email, everything. There was zero SEO optimization. Pardon?
Same here. I have the conversation and everything lined up too.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
read everything. So I'm starting from the beginning where you said that there was 6 weeks and there was no communication. I can see there was complete communication, everything was getting delivered, and she
was
happy with it.
No,
there wasn't any complaint from, you know, your wife's end in reference to anything on the work. She was happy with
it. Completely on. It got to a point where nothing was being done, but there's zero SEO optimization. Zeke, okay, you did provide, but Chrissy gave some of the keywords on the keyword analysis. Keyword research, zero. Ongoing process for 3 months, there was no processes. Engagement report, nothing. Where's the activity report? Amazon reviews, May 31st, you wrote 5 reviews, but none of them went through. None of them went through.
It would. No, it's not like that. If there are 5 reviews, all right, they cannot pull folder.
So what do we need to do to settle? Because
it's a process.
What do we need to do
one
to
by one? Now, first of all, see, I'll answer your concerns. SEO optimization has not been begun. You're right, because right now it was under the keyword analysis process, and then the keyword research process started. In the analysis process, it's right. You gave us a few keywords, and then the research process was going on. Now, engagement report will be delivered to you once the SEO would start. The SEO was in. You know, in place what I see.
What do we need to do? Right. Let me ask you this, Ian, to save us time, right?
So what I'm trying to understand.
You don't want to go through a legal battle. I really prefer not to, but if I have to, I will, right? But what do we need to do just to settle this? What do we need to do just to settle this? This isn't going to work. The communication is horrible, and we get excuse after excuse. We don't want to do business with you guys, and we want to part in a friendly, professional way.
Fair enough.
So what do we need to do?
We can do that. In this case, I cannot qualify you for 100% refund. I can provide you a partial refund. We'll go ahead and deduct the charges for the services that we have given you, and we'll provide you the refund.
So I want to know what that is before, because right now we're in dispute. So what are you willing to do?
Okay. Give me a very quick moment. I'll go ahead and confirm the options to you right away. Hold on. Okay. Bear with me, sir.
Yeah.
I had 2 options lined up before I was actually calling you. I was actually trying to call Lisa to see if she was available, but I guess she's over a phone call. So what we can do for you is the first option, I guess, is not applicable because you're not interested in working with us. The first option was that you can give us the time to complete the contract. If the service is not there, I'll give you a full refund of whatever you have paid. The second option is that you can take a partial refund of the total amount, and then you can walk away. All right. Here we can go ahead and end the contract on a happy, you know, ending. There'll be nothing bad about it. We won't post anything bad. You won't post anything bad. Go back to zero. And, you know, you can continue to work with someone else if you like to. But the partial refund will be for $500.
No. Completely unacceptable. How much was the total payment? $1,500?
$1,500, indeed.
Yeah, and for the 6 weeks, I mean, we got maybe $250 worth of work.
How
no,
would
there's no way.
Work?
Well,
how
I'm just
judge,
I'm just calculating.
You know, our evaluation reports, or how can you judge how much amount of time we took on it?
Because nothing really was done. I mean, how, we go from person to person. This person's ill. That person's.
This is what you're thinking.
You look,
nothing was done. All right, Jeff. Because you weren't in communication with the team from the beginning. Your wife was. All right. She was happy with what was going on. All right. Now, all of a sudden, if you step in each other, she's not good or she's not happy, all right, and all of a sudden she's changing her words, all right, does not mean that, you know, the team wasn't
you
right.
You guys did not do a $1,000 worth of work.
her feedbacks on the portal. I have her feedbacks on the portal saying that everything is good to go. And then the next step.
You guys, let me just say this. In 6 weeks, you cannot tell me that you did 2/3 of the work. It's just you can't. You can't tell me.
There's a change of mind policy. If you have not read on the website, there's a change of mind policy. All right. If you're changing your mind in between of the process, all right, what we have done over here, we would actually deduct the cost for that. And plus the ideas that we have given you, we would go and deduct the cost for that.
Let me tell you, the ideas we gave you. Okay. The ideas that you're speaking of is the norm. It's not intellectual property of any kind.
See, I'll tell you one thing. If I have an idea in mind what type of an illustration I want, and if I hire an illustrator, tell him what I want, that means this is my idea. Tomorrow, if the illustrator is trying to sell that illustration with his idea, claiming that it's his idea, that's wrong, all right? It's the norm, you're right, but wrong.
My wife isn't claiming the idea. She's saying that's the norm. My wife is not claiming anything that's your idea. It's the norm. It's what's expected. It's what all marketing companies do.
How do you say it's
I mean, we have other marketing
companies. An idea that I would write blogs for you, I would do marketing on these platforms, and you do it at your end. So you saying
here's what I'm
going to
do.
Pasting is norm?
No. So, Ian, what I'm referring to, I can't remember what my wife was telling me. And I was on the phone when she was talking with Lisa. We had her on speaker. And she was telling Lisa that, or Daniel, that, no, this is, when you, there was something about, well, we gave you this idea, and my wife says, no. Listen, that is common practice, and that's the norm, and that's what every marketing company does.
I'll tell you, she did not have an idea about that. I can see over here.
I don't know what it is.
Well,
I can't.
I'll tell you. I can see the communication, sir. Kindle Vella was an option that our team suggested.
Yes, that's the one.
Put your book over there, and, you know, this is what we're going to do. We'll go and open up the KDP options and everything. After understanding the complete process of a 20-minute conversation, what I can see on my screen, she implemented this thing on her own, saying that I don't want to do it. So this means that you're telling us you don't want to do it, you're copying it, and you're doing it at your end. So we are giving you ideas, and you're doing it at your end, and you're saying that we did nothing about it.
No. That's not at all what's happening. We're going to have a call when my wife's here.
Yeah,
so let's plan on having a call. I'll call you tomorrow, right, try to reach you tomorrow. She's doing some volunteer work right now with my son, and then my son has an 8 o'clock basketball game. We're on Central Time. But if we don't come to agreement tomorrow, then I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, have my attorney just handle it, because I'm being completely honest with you.
I recommend the same. See, what I have a feedback over here, the last conversation that you had with the company wasn't fair, all right? There were shouts in the call. I heard the call recordings. It was an ethical call, all right, from both ends. I won't say it was your mistake only. I recommend the same. Sit on one page, talk about it. We will discuss out a solution. We are not here to play blame games. We are not here to go ahead and, you know, take what you have actually paid to us, or, you know, keep that amount. If you deserve a refund, the full refund will be there with you. But at the very same amount of time, we deserve time to give you the committed services. If you're changing your mind in between of the services, so, of course, we would, you know, go ahead and make sure on our rights, too, where you have your rights. So that's the only thing. We need to sit down and talk about it. So if you can gather Chris together, I'll get Lisa over the phone. You know, we can have a four-way conversation. We can have this sorted out. No worries.
I just want to, because Lisa, if you listen to the recording, she would keep going. I just want, like, specific points. We'll mention a specific point and the problem, but I don't want, she just needs to listen, we just need to be specific and to the point. But when she carries on, she would interrupt and keep going. I had to try stopping her multiple times. Listen to the recording. Listen to the recording again, and listen to my wife. But if we don't
I'll
to
be
agree
over the
tomorrow,
phone with you. I'll make sure that I would portray the points to you, and she would elaborate the points if it's required. All right?
And if you want,
yes.
You know what, if you want to send us an email, bullet point what you said you've done, and then we'll counter. How about that? You want to do that this evening?
That would actually delay the process. I don't mind if you want to do that, but that would delay the refund process. I'll write an email to you. You would reply back. There will be 10 different questions I'll ask you. You would reply back. You would ask me questions. This will take time.
Okay.
I just want to have one phone call. 20 minutes hardly, 30 minutes hardly, max. This is what's going to take. No more than that, but we will be on a conclusion. If there's a refund, yes, there's a refund. If there's no refund, then there's no refund. If there's a refund, then how much is the amount?
Okay.
That's how it is.
We'll do it tomorrow. Okay.
So tomorrow, I guess the same time or maybe sometime earlier than this time?
Yeah, we'll call you. She'll be closed by the time I see her this evening or tonight.
Okay.
So we'll it'll be in the afternoon tomorrow, though.
No worries.
And we'll leave a message, and then you can just tell us what time you think will work.
Thank you.
Is this your cell phone?
No, this is a landline, but yes, you can call me and you can look for Ian, and anyone available would go and transfer the call to me.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. I appreciate speaking to me in this manner. I appreciate that, my friend. I hope we can come up to a conclusion tomorrow. Really appreciate the conversation.
I do too. Thank you.
Bye for now.